You need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mountain Home, Beebe with the ball to start this final quarter, and going up for the shot. I didn't see who that was, but looks like a foul's going to be called on Mountain Home on that shot. So it's going to be a two-shot opportunity coming up for the Badgers. That foul's on Colton Peters. That's his – well, they got that as his third foul. I've got it as his fourth. So Hayden Montgomery will be at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. He's now one of two from the free throw line with 4 points. Baylor Cresselius checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Hunter Bashirs. We are 13 seconds into this final quarter. Second free throw from Montgomery. He gets both. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead back to two possessions. 41-35 is our score. 7:47 left to play in this game. Benton takes the inbound pass. Brings it into the front court. Has it on the left side. Now dribbles to the corner. Now goes back out to the wing. Gives it to Dici in the corner. Back to Benton now on the wing. Cross court to Cresselius. Cresselius will throw it up top to Dici. Now Dici loses the handle of the ball. Cresselius comes up with it. Throws it back out to Dici. And Mountain Home's going to keep possession of it. Cresselius with the ball on the right wing. Throws it up top to Dici. Tries to give it to Waymire. He pass was a little out of his reach, and Beebe comes up with a steal. Ball goes over on the left side to Gray, as Beebe has in the front court. Up top to Butler. Back to Gray on the right, left wing. Finds Freddie going into the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. Good. Zeke Redick now with 5 points, and it's a 4-point lead for Mountain Home all of a sudden. 41-37, 6:43 left to play in the game. Ball goes over to Peters on the left wing, down the corner to Cresselius. Dribbles out to the wing. Now goes back towards the lane, going up for the layup off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Baylor Cresselius with his first 2 points of the night. 43-37, Mountain Home on top. 6:23 left to play in this game. Ball goes to Gray in the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. And Beebe's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 6:16 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Beebe 43-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure. Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Well, a big basket there by Lance Gray as he hit the three. He now has 11 points, and that cuts Mountain Home's lead to a single possession with 6:16 left to play in the game. 43-40 is our score. Benton takes the inbound pass from Cresselius and bring it into the front court. Benton has it on the right wing, dribbles to the corner now. Picks up his dribble, now needs to figure out where to go with it. Tries to give it to Cresselius. He couldn't handle the pass. Stolen by Montgomery, back on the Badgers. Ball goes over to Butler on the right side. Up top to Montgomery. Mountain Home once again in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Butler once again on the right. Now he'll dribble up toward the top. Gives it to Gray on the right side. Back up top to Butler. Over to Montgomery. Back up top to Butler. Over to Gray on the left wing. And now looks like an illegal screen is going to be called on Hayden Montgomery. That is his Second personal foul, team foul number 8 against BB. Garrett Deitch is going to check out of the game, as is Braylor Cresilius, as they're replaced by Luke Cruz and Hunter Bashirs. 5:37 left to play in the game. Mounts home with the ball, leading by a tray. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws it to Bashirs. He has on the right side, up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left wing, up top to Peters. Once again to Cruz now on the right side. Throws it down to Waymar on the low block. And well before he can get the shot off, he's going to be fouled. And a one-on-one's coming up for David Waymar. Hayden Montgomery picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 9 against the Badgers. So David Waymar at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. 5:20 left to play in the contest. First free throw for Waymar is up. No good. He misses the front end of the 1-1. And the rebound is controlled by Smith, and back on the Badgers. Butler has it up at the top. Throws over to Gray on the right wing. Beebe with a chance to cut this game to one or possibly tie it. Butler has it right now. Drills to the left side. Ball goes over to Montgomery on the right wing. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go. Ball's loose. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch. They're going to stay by Beebe. And it will be Mounts Home basketball on the far sideline with 4:48 left to play in the game. Bombers with the ball, leading 43-40. Benton takes an inbound pass from Bashirs and will walk it into the front court. Beebe in a full court man-to-man defense. Benton dribbles to the left wing, throws it in the corner to Bashirs. Now Bashirs dribbles out to the wing, throws up top to Cruz. Cruz dribbles to the left side. Now he's going to go into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, he gets it to go, and he is fouled. Big layup there by Luke Cruz, and to draw the foul as well. E.J. Smith picks up his third personal foul. That does put Mounts Home in the double bonus. They will be shooting two shots on every non-shooting foul from here on out. But this is going to be an and-one opportunity for Luke Cruz. He has 15 points, and he'll stay that way as he misses the free throw. And Beebe comes up with the rebound. 45-40, Mounts Home leading it. 4:20 left to play in the game. And they're immediately going to turn it over. Beebe is, as Gray tries to throw it on the low block to Redding. It was well over his head. Bombers with the ball, leading by 5. Ben will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Tries to throw it over to Bashirs, and he's going to be fouled. That is going to be Lance Gray's fourth personal foul. And Hunter Bashirs will go to the free throw line for the two-shot opportunity with 4:09 left to play in the game. Bashirs will be shooting free throws for the first time tonight. He has 3 points so far this evening. He gets both of these, and it will be a three-possession game once again. First shot for Bashirs will not go, so it'll stay two possessions regardless of whether or not he hits his first free throw, the second free throw, I mean. So Gray's going to check out of the game now for Beebe, and he's going to be replaced by Steele Harris. Second shot for Bashirs, and he misses both. Rebound controlled by Smith, and back on the Badgers with a little over 4 minutes left to play in the game. Here is Steele Harris going into the lane on the other end for the layup, and shot is blocked, but he also draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That is going to be David Waymire. They've got that as his fourth foul. I just have it as his third. His seventh team foul against Mountain Home. So it's going to be a 1-1 opportunity. No, I'm sorry, it's going to be two shots because that was in the act of shooting. For Steele Harris, he is 1 of 2 from the free throw line so far with 1 point. 4:01 left to play in the game, as Harris's first free throw is no good. So it'll stay a two-possession game. Whether or not he hits his next free throw. Second shot is up, and he gets 1 of 2. He now has 2 points. 45-41, Bombers leading it. Less than 4 minutes left to play in the game. Here is Benton into the front court. He has the ball on the right wing. Gives it there to Peters. Now Peters is going into the lane. Going to go up for the turnaround jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Sonoma, and it will be BB basketball with 3:49 left. Butler will bring the ball into the front court for the Badgers. Throws over on the left side to Steele Harris. Down to Smith in the paint. He tries the hook shot. No good. Gets his own rebound, though. Throws out to Butler on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. And this time, Waymire gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Here is Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Less than 3.5 minutes left to play in the game. Benton has it at the top. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:22 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading BB 45-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, Mountain Home will, with the ball coming out of their timeout, leading 45-41 with 3:22 left to play in this game. It will be Bashir's triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. Throws it in the backcourt to Peters. He'll bring it across the timeline. Peters has it on the right side, dribbles up to the top, now goes to the left wing, now is going into the lane for the layup. Partially blocked. Waymire gets offense rebound, puts it back up off the glass and in. David Waymire with his first 2 points of the night. And that makes a six-point lead for the Bombers, 47-41. Our score with still over 3 minutes left to play. Here is Butler with the ball on the left side. Throws it up top to Steele Harris. Over to Montgomery on the left wing. Down near the corner to Butler. Butler dribbles out to the wing. Now goes up between the circles. Goes toward the right elbow. I don't know if he was trying to do a shot or a lob pass to someone. Ball, anyways, it hits the front of the rim. Goes out of bounds. This is going to say last touch by Mountain Home. And Beebe will inbound it on the near the corner with 2:46 left to play in the game. It's a six-point Bomber lead. Butler will trigger the inbound pass on the sideline. Throws it to Montgomery. Over to Steele Harris in the left corner. Thought about three. Now back to Montgomery. Mounts home once again in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes back to Harris. Now to Smith on the low block. He puts up the shot over. Waymire will not go. Rebound tipped around and finally controlled by Benton. And back on the Bombers with 2.5 minutes left to play. 47-41, Mountain Home leading it. Ball goes to Cruz in the front court. Beebe in a man-to-man defense. Cruz trying to decide where he wants to go with it. Now gives it to Peters. Now Peters drills to the toward the left side. Now Benton has it on the wing. Now he's going down towards the lane. Kicks out to Cruz on the right side. Back to Benton in the paint all by himself for the layup off the glass and in. Talon Benton now in double figures with 11 points. 49-41, Bombers leading it. 1:50 left to play in the game. Here is Harris throwing it to Montgomery on the right wing. Back up top to Harris, over to Butler on the left side. Butler going towards the lane, going up for the layup. Will not go. Waymire gets the rebound for the Bombers. 1:36 left to play in the game. Mounts home with the ball, leading by eight. Here is Bashir's throwing into the front court to Cruz. Here is Cruz throwing it to Peters. Now Peters has it on the right side. Peters going into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Colton Peters now with 12 points, 51-41, a double-digit lead once again for Mountain Home. 1:10 left to play in the game. Back at the other end, Montgomery tries the three on the right side, will not go. Long rebound comes to Cruz, and back come the Bombers. Bent into the front court, 1 minute left to play in the game. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 57.7 seconds left. It is Mountain Home on top of BB, 51-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imagin' Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imagin' Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imagin' Things, 425-2610.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home taking the timeout with 57.7 seconds left in the game. They lead 51-41. Cruz takes the inbound pass from Bashir's in the backcourt, gives it to Benton, who looked across the timeline with it. But before he can, he's going to be fouled by Hayden Montgomery. That is Montgomery's fourth personal foul. Mountain Home already in the double bonus, so this will be a two-shot opportunity for Talon Benton. He is one of three players in double figures for the Bombers. These will be his first free throw attempts of the night, though, with 52.7 seconds left. First free throw coming up for Benton is up and good. One more free throw coming up for Talon. Second shot for Benton is up. Good, he gets both. He now has 13. 53-41, Bombers leading it. 50 seconds left. Here is Reddick throwing it to Steele Harris. Now up top to Montgomery. His three-pointer hits the side of the iron. Will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch to buy BB. It will be Mount Home basketball with 42.2 seconds left. 12-point lead for the Bombers. 53-41 is our score. It looks like Mount Home right now is in good shape to remain unbeaten in district play and keep their lead, their first place a position in the standings. Ball goes out of bounds. Peters had knocked away. Last touch by Beebe, and it will be Mountain Home basketball with 32.5 seconds left. Bashir's inbounds it from the far sideline, gets it into Peters in the backcourt. Peters brings it across the timeline. 25 seconds left. I don't guess Beebe's going to try to foul or anything. They're going to be content to let this clock run out. Ball goes to Benton on the left side. Now Benton will give it to Bashir's. 10 seconds left. And they're just going to dribble this one out. And, well, the ball goes out of bounds. He tried to throw it to Peters. And the ball goes out of bounds in the backcourt. Beebe will get it. Oh, no, they're going to say it was last touched by Beebe. Well, 3.6 seconds left. Bashir's inbounds it to Benton. And that's the way this clock is going to run out. And Mountain Home is going to get the victory and remain unbeaten in the 6A-5A-2. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating BB 53-41. We'll start the RBS Bank postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every